Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the full moon that's occurring on March 25th, 2024. And not only is this a full moon, but this is an eclipse, a lunar eclipse. So this is big energy. So we're going to take some time and go through each life path number and what you might expect working with the energies that will be coming up around this illumination. Because this is an eclipse and it's much more potent, you could definitely be feeling those energies already. And this usually being an eclipse will start a storyline that will carry over for about the next 6 months, up to a year even. So whatever starts coming in for you around this time and definitely around the eclipse, pay attention to, because there's likely going to be more to the story that unfolds as you move forward on your journey. And these will be the potent themes that you're working with based on the numerology. Okay, so before we get into the forecast, this of course is a general reading. If you would like to know what energies you might be personally dealing with around this eclipse, or the year ahead, or just your personal numerology, please book some time with me. I would love to work with you and take a look. You can find my information in the description box below and book some time with me. All right, let's get into it. Life path 22-4. So you all are going to be working with the energy of the 31-4 and gorilla energy for your animal wisdom message. So of course you're going to be working with your own energy, your core energy of the four, but you've got this influencing energy of the 31, which is significant. So let's talk about it. So the 31 energy can initially bring up some challenges, right? Which is, you know, the 22 is used to. But it can bring up some challenges to really ask us or to have us look at the direction that we're moving in to make sure that it's still sort of anchored within our heart, that it's what we want, right? So that we're building something that is a part of our dream and not just solely somebody else's dream. And so the 31 can bring in challenges around communication, around how we communicate. It can force us to look at how we communicate with others. It can force us to sort of look at our greater messaging that we put out into the world through our written and spoken words. And it can put the responsibility back on us to be very mindful of the messaging that we put out into the world. Do we feel good about it? If we do, great, keep building on it. If we don't feel so good about it, or it's done with ill intentions, we could likely see that boomerang back and we need to clean it up. So you could see some conversations resurface around this time that maybe didn't go down very well, or there was miscommunication or conflict of some sort that you need to kind of take a closer look at and see, is there a way that you, the two of you or all of you, can come to some kind of common ground, some kind of deeper understanding of each other, and again, find common ground so that you can work together in some way, or at least clear the air. But the thing about the 31 is it can tend to bring great challenges, but it also can tend to bring great rewards once you overcome those challenges, once you understand what that challenge is trying to show you and put the puzzle pieces together and then move forward, right? It can bring great rewards. So this can be a very successful time for you all 22-4s, but it will come with an ample amount of effort required, which, you know, again, this is right up your alley. You're used to this sort of energy being a 22-4. But I would say over the next 6 months to a year, there is the potential for, if you can move through these challenges without getting overly frustrated or giving up or becoming, you know, too set in your ways or too rigid, you will likely see over the next 6 months to a year great success from this, right? And feeling like you've got some stability and security within whatever it is that you have built. Also, you know, not uncommon for 22-4 energy, but this 31 energy and the 4 can also bring the need for commitment, for overcoming doubt, for overcoming any kind of procrastination that you might have moved through. Finding your confidence and your courage to go for it, even if the obstacle seems so high that you can't overcome it. The question you have to keep asking yourself over the next 6 months to a year is, do I want it? If you do, if it makes sense, if it's serving a greater purpose, then you will find a way to overcome it. And once you do, you will reap the rewards. That's the way the 4 energy works. That's the way the 31 works. That's the way the 22 works. So you just have to commit to it, overcome the self-doubt, overcome the procrastination, you know, step into it, go all in, and be persistent, and you will see the results of that. While you continue to check in with yourself and asking yourself, do I want this, right? Is this aligned with my heart center? The big one is, again, finding that confidence and not self-sabotaging. That's an energy that also Gorilla kind of brings forth, is you have the power to do almost quite literally whatever you set your mind to. You have the power to build whatever you put your mind to. You are the master builder. But with that sort of power, quote unquote, comes great responsibility, right? And so you likely feel that responsibility. And so a lot of times that can be overwhelming, and then you get to a place where you freeze because it's so overwhelming. And so this energy can be pushing you to see where it is that that's happening, that you really want to do X, Y, or Z, but you're getting so overwhelmed at the thought of doing X, Y, and Z that you sabotage yourself, freeze, and just don't do anything, right? Don't do X, Y, or Z. And so this energy can be pushing you to say, you need to overcome this fear. You need to overcome this self-sabotaging, whatever you're doing here, and move forward, because you have the power to build it. You have the tools, you have the resources, you have what you need, whether you see it yet or not. But you got to do it, right? You got to show up to it. You're the missing link here. So with Gorilla energy, same thing. Self-sabotage, you know, can come in really strong with this energy because it's such big energy. But if you can overcome that self-sabotaging behavior, and a lot of times it's more mental, right? It's the stories we tell ourselves that keep us from doing the things we really want to do. If you can overcome that and have the courage to overcome that, there is achievement at the end of that storyline. There is reward. There are the rewards that you're looking for. There is that, you know, it all being worth the effort type of thing. So big energy here. I love this because it correlates with the 22, obviously, quite beautifully. It's really pushing you to step into what your soul really wants you to step into in this lifetime. So you could see big opportunities come in around this time that trigger that self-doubt, that trigger that overwhelm. And you'll have to find ways, of course, to deconstruct that and overcome that irrational fear. So big energy for you over the next 6 months to a year. I hope it's powerful. Take care. Bye for now.